This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibo Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, and welcome to ENN. 20 minutes away from Jets-Broncos pregame right here on 98.7 ESPN. But we'll start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Wait, what's that poster? Rabbi Khan? What is that?
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
So they had me change my name to David Andrews. I'm Marty Lyons.
And then I'd like to say good evening to Andrew.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
Oh, we are so much fun.
Doesn't that really sum Andrew up in a nutshell?
It's unbelievable.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
I didn't ask you how your day's going. I asked you about what happened with Doc Rivers going to Philadelphia.
He feels like that about so many things.
So many things.
Just take the L.
Like when he would get his $4 lunch, and he'd have like a 2 pieces of rye with 1 slice of cheese on it, and like a miniature bag of Cheetos.
Or peanut butter and jelly on an egg McMuffin.
Pieces of bread that he had.
Yeah, PB&J had an English muffin with like veggie straws and a Capri Sun.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
Right, that's how he felt about it.
You know, pizza that they bought 6 days ago.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
The frozen freezer burned Oreo cake that had been in the freezer for like 3.5 months.
See, that's the thing about Andrew. I don't know if we've ever made this public. Like, there could be questionable food in the refrigerator. And if you're really hungry and you just want somebody to nod approval, it'll be Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Andrew's saying okay.
Andrew, this was Chinese food that I brought last Thursday, and it's green. You'll be fine.
They've lost Peter's picture during ENN. I hate this.
Well, I'm not here right now?
They just had the placard up.
Oh.
Rosenberg.
I spent the entire commercial break working on this. I don't know what's happening with it.
He gone.
I don't know why I'm gone. I shouldn't be gone. They didn't alert me that I was gone. It's unfortunate. Still frozen, they're saying. Well, you know what I'm going to do?
Just like that Oreo cake.
All right, keep that placard up then. I'm going to
Casey Stengel? The placard.
Someone said, did Michael say placard?
Yeah. It is called a full. There's a lot of technical terms about it.
All right, well, let me reset this thing. We'll get it going. Meanwhile, guys, let's talk a little bit about the NBA Finals, shall we?
Sure.
It happened yesterday, and we haven't gotten to spend a lot of time on it, of course.
I bet you the ratings were awful. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to find it, so the fact that it's difficult to find tells you it probably wasn't good.
It was on ABC, no?
I know, but it got out of hand right away.
It did. Lakers got a lead. Lakers were down early. And then by the time you got to the end of the first quarter, they'd come back, taken the lead. They never looked back. A 70-30 run, 34 from Davis. LeBron was great as well. Let's hear from LeBron James on how he became the player that he is at this stage in his career.
The best teacher in life is experience, and I've experienced moments in my career, finals games, where you had all the momentum in the world, and you felt like you had the game under control, and one play here or one play there could change the course of a series or change the course of a game. And one in particular that always rings home for me is game 2 of the 2011 finals in Miami versus Dallas. D-Wade hits a 3 right by that bench. I believe put us up either 13 or 17. And from that moment on, Dallas went on a hell of a run and finished it off with a Dirk Nowitzki left-hand layup to steal that game. That burns me to this day. So I always talk about the best teacher in life is experience. So I've experienced a lot. So that's what prompted me to be who I am today, is being able to have those experiences.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if there's ever been a basketball player who has the total recall that he has of every single
play.
He's like Sean McVay.
It's like bizarre. And at this stage in his career, if you ask him good questions, you get really interesting answers.
Yep.
Like they don't always ask him the most interesting of questions, but when you do, he really is willing to sort of share some interesting stuff. Now, it wasn't such a great night for the Miami Heat. Let's hear from Jimmy Butler after the game.
We talk about how damn near perfect that we have to play, and that was nowhere near it. There's nothing to be said. We can watch all the film in the world. We understand, we know what we did not do. What we talked about we were going to do, we didn't do. We didn't rebound. We didn't make them miss any shots. We didn't get back. All of those things led to the deficit that we put ourselves in.
Going to be tough. The news not getting good for the Miami Heat, because now there are injury issues to boot. Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo, both listed as doubtful for Game 2, announced Thursday. Dragic has a plantar fascia tear in his left foot.
And that's tough to play with. Even if they shoot him up, he's not going to be able to play well.
And an MRI for Adebayo reveals a neck strain.
You know, they asked the coach of the Heat how he felt about these injuries.
And did he sound like Andrew?
Yeah, well, RJ takes down my wide orbit. I'd like to punch him right in his little face.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
Wait a minute. You want to punch RJ in his face?
He's been an irritant to me lately. He doesn't help out the way he used to.
Oh,
why is my wide orbit down when I'm getting a bit together and boom, the payoff is nothing there. It's just awful.
RJ, you want to defend yourself? Did something happen here?
See, it's a fine line. Like, let's go back to the 255 yesterday.
Okay.
Sometimes, I know he has a lot going on, Michael hits the mouse button and fires drops out of nowhere.
I've heard it before. Don, you've heard that before, right?
You know what? Sure. That's part of the beauty of the show. Just keep the wide orbit up all the time.
All right, up all the time.
Except that there's a guest on. Because that's unfortunate what Peter's done. He's insulted people in the middle of interviews.
Well, there was once, and we won't bring up exact specifics, a truly horrifying moment when a drop was hit during a really the worst moment you could ever draw.
It was a post-mortem.
And ever since then, in moments where I don't anticipate, and this is my fault, a drop being hit, which is now, I take it down. But now it will stay up forever until there's another horrifying moment.
Now, good. RJ, I know we can't play back the horrifying moment.
No.
Even though it was tremendous. But can you play back another example of when during an interview drops have played? Because it's happened before and not been as horrifying, just awkward.
Well, I do have ratings, by the way, right now.
Mm. Ratings for
NBA Finals.
The basketball?
Yep. Opens with the smallest audience ever. Viewership down 45% from last year's Game 1, down 58% from Cavs-Warriors Game 1 in 2018.
I think about the hit last year it took because it was Toronto.
Mm-hmm. But well, that's the trends, what's happening. So Game 1, minus 45%. Stanley Cup Final, minus 61% to 13-year low. U.S. Open Golf, minus 56% to all-time low. Kentucky Derby, minus 43% to all-time low. Indy 500, minus 32% to all-time low. All of them are May and June events, moved to August and September. That's from Sports Media Watch.
Do you think it's mostly just moving? It's the actual move?
I'm telling you, Peter, we live in a world where it's all about sports. I'm telling you, there are people that really drive the number. Like the casual fan, that 4 months without sports, they were out. And just didn't follow. I bet you there's a lot of people didn't even know what came back, what it all meant. They were without it for 4 months. Forget it. You know.
I also think there's an overload. There's too much sports. I hate to say it. It's great for us, but it's because just look at our show. We have 4 hours. Sometimes there's big things happening in sports we don't even get to. So that's how the viewer must feel. I think they're overloaded. This is not when they expect these sports to be played. It's a little bit of a concern, because if the NBA is thinking about shifting and starting next season at the end of January, this is when the finals are going to be again.
It's so difficult to change habits. I don't think they're going to do it. They may be forced to do it for the foreseeable future.
They might do it next year.
Get back on track,
right?
But I think they're going to fight hard to get back to where people commonly know it. We thought, right, when we were living through the pandemic, the numbers are going to be through the roof because everybody's stuck at home. And really, across the board, every sport has football's been okay, because football is in the same timing and really has not been affected other than crowds. But there may have been a lot of people, Michael, right? 60-game baseball schedule, I'm not into it. I'm not going to watch.
Danny Ainge said, quote, Kemba Walker was definitely not himself in the NBA bubble. Quote, watching the games, even the games we won, even the games where he played well, I could tell he wasn't the same physically as he was in October, November, December. So we're going to try to get that Kemba back. Ainge also, he said, expects Tatum to stay a Celtic for a very long time and is confident the team will be able to work out a long-term deal. Quote, Jason knows how much we like him. We have a good relationship. Jason likes it here. So I'm confident that we'll be able to work something out this summer.
Do you feel good about the Celtics next year?
Do I?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I feel great. I mean, I didn't have any expectation for conference finals this year.
But to Andrew's point about, oh, the Sixers can be a four seed, it's going to be tough in the East. Because Milwaukee should be back.
I think the Celtics are going to be good for the next 5 years.
If the Celtics are good, I don't think the Heat are going anywhere. The Nets are going to make a big jump. I mean,
the Bucks.
I don't know if can you are you confident the Sixers will be a four seed?
No.
Toronto's still very good.
Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee,
right.
Miami,
Brooklyn.
So you're right. Then the conversation becomes, where does Philadelphia? And then Philadelphia. I mean, I think that's
yeah.
But I feel very good about the Celtics. Like I said, I just had no expectations for this year.
The East is deep.
Speaking of which, Kyrie Irving was on a podcast. What podcast is this, Darje?
I'm not sure.
Was it KD's podcast?
It's labeled as ETC.
Is that maybe that was the KD podcast? Here's the question: will you or KD get the last shot?
Depends on who's hot. I don't see it as that as anything other than that. Like 1-3 pick and roll, or it's an ISO for either one of us, or it's something great for our team. One thing I've always been comfortable with is, you know, I felt like I was the best option on every team I played for. You know, down the stretch, this is the first time in my career where I could look down and be like, that moment. Make that shot too.
Shots fired to LeBron, and it is Durant's new podcast, the Etceteras, I guess, ETCs.
And you could be confident and say I should be the man, no matter what team you're on. I like that.
Yeah, I don't
but
mind
clearly
that.
That was a shot at LeBron because then he's saying, "Well, this is the first time there's ever been anybody else." Come on.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know if you guys are aware, the Yankees won yesterday.
No way,
sure,
really?
This morning.
They actually
won today.
Yeah, they did win today. It was the longest 9-inning playoff game in history. It was just a shade under 17 hours.
I think you're wrong on that. I think it's a shade under 5.
And they didn't catch a break with the weather.
We have breaking news?
Yeah, that it came in that length. No one knew.
Oh.
Anyways, let's hear from Giancarlo Stanton, who was asked after the game, again, that was about 3:30 this afternoon, about the Yankees and if they have any bad blood with the Rays.
Well, we understand. We understand it's there. But at the same time, they won the division, so they got that. And now it's the opportunity to let them just have the division. And, it's the full bragging rights chance is here. So shirts and hats, that doesn't mean anything. You know, we're going to be here in San Diego and we can play it out there.
Do you guys know that the literal translation for San Diego is actually Wales? Sorry.
No, that's right.
No, that was from a movie. That's not true.
That would be an amazing drop if we just had any guts. Because it's in the dictionary. It's not a swear word.
I know. We should be able to say
it. If we were in another country, we'd be able to do it.
What country would allow that?
Every country. Every single country except ours would not allow that.
I know.
Would completely allow that drop.
We can't talk about body parts.
Especially the technical word for it.
We can't even use the technical term.
We can't even use the technical term, Michael.
You can say this, though.
Thin the slap.
Thin the slap?
Does that make a lot of sense?
It's a great point. Steelers-Titans not being played this week after additional positive COVID test. According to a statement from the NFL, an additional Titans player and one personnel member have tested positive. This is after four players and five personnel members tested positive earlier in the week. So the decision to postpone the game was made to ensure the health and safety of players, coaches, and game day personnel. That according to an NFL statement. So speculation now on what will happen. Adam Schefter, a.k.a. Schefty, was on Get Up, and he says the league expected this at some point.
The league expected something like this at some point in the season. Frankly, it might be a surprise that it took until week four to get to this spot. But the league has been discussing these scenarios, preparing for these scenarios. It formed a committee on competitive balance to help assess what would be right and what would be fair about rescheduling games, to have conversations like this. In fact, Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach, is a member of that competition committee that is in charge of keeping the integrity of the game and competitive balance intact.
Here's what I would suggest. Here's what I would suggest. Because you know it's going to end up happening again. Rather than shifting bye weeks so they can play each other, you know, during the season, just announce now that the wild card week will be a week after the, it will be 2 weeks after the season. Create a bye before the postseason so that you can have a week to make up games. And then you just say the Titans Steelers are going to play on that week 18, quote unquote, and then any other teams that experience this can be fit right into that.
Might as well get ahead of it.
Football is not going to matter. Does not going to matter when they play the Super Bowl, right? And they could push it back as long as they want. And if it ends up being something really bad where there's like six or seven games that are postponed, if you can do it, play them all in that week 18 window. The only time you get in trouble is if it becomes the same team. But you try to do the best you can. I think that's what you got to do, because this will happen again. And I guess the good news, Michael, is that for every Titan that's getting sick, no Viking has so far. So
yeah,
I guess it's good news that at least on the field of play, it did not go from one team to the other.
We know!
It never happened in baseball. So I guess because it's outdoors and it just
well, good news, happen. Guys. The Falcons and Panthers are using new technology to help sanitize the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. RJ, can you get Freddie Kitchens' music ready, please? And they're using drone technology to clean the stadium beginning October 11th, the game against the Panthers. They said no other stadium has used such technology, and they also say they will be the first team to use what team president Tom Glick called a germ-zapping robot. And now for comment, we'd like to welcome Giants assistant Freddie Kitchens.
I'm not comfortable with some sort of germ-zapping robot, Dom. I don't get it. I don't understand this whole COVID and co-that. I don't get it. Now they're going to bring in robots. What's next? Space invaders? My grandma used to tell me something. She says, son, if you don't want to catch what the town hussy has, then you wear something on top. You know what I'm saying, Dom? And so when you take her to the movie, make sure you protect. And that's all I think we need to do here in the NFL. Everyone should be wearing a rubber suit of some sort when we play the game.
Why would you take a hussy to the movies?
Well, everyone took the town hussy to the movies. That's called a good Saturday night, Michael.
Right.
I thought you know that.
It's
but now instead, they want to bring in a germ robot. I don't want to see no robot in a stadium. And matter of fact, if I see a robot up at our stadium... And I got to say something about our stadium. I came all the way here to MetLife Stadium. I haven't seen Snoopy one time. They promised me when I signed my contract, they said, Freddie, do you like Snoopy? I said, hell yeah, I love peanuts.
What?
I haven't seen Snoopy. I haven't seen Woodstock. I haven't seen Linus. I seen none of them. And I'll tell you one thing, if I do see a germ zapping robot, I'm okay.
You keep calling him robot.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
He's gone. And just like that, he's gone. Kiki.
You got 45 seconds to clean this up, kitchen.
Let's see. On this day in sports history, let's go all the way back to 1961.
Waiting to see if Maris is going to hit number 61. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. This could be it. Way back there. Oh, now
there it is.
By Sal Durante, guy from Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.